Life's big decisions aren't always easy, but you don't have to figure them out alone. Psychic Source connects you with trusted psychics who offer real insight, not just predictions. Whether it's love, career, or life's big questions, you'll get honest, judgment-free guidance in a private safe space, anytime, 24/7. And if your reading doesn't feel right, it's free. Take control of your future. Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO25 to get started. Psychic Source, insight when you need it most.
News on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and MyJoyOnline.com. Coming up, calls intensify against political interference in the Boko conflict as security operatives continue mediation talks.
We've played political chaskele with this matter for many years. Not so. So why are we not addressing the issue? We don't know this. So I'm saying political chaskele.
Okay.
The politicians should stay off.
Well, we have more from the IGP, Christian Tete-Yaonu, as he urges factions to complement government's efforts to restore peace.
All the Ghanaians want to see is that Boko should be in peace. Boko should come back to its past glories for a time when everybody wants to come to Boko.
Also, this afternoon, government intensifies efforts to ensure food security and reduce the country's dependence on food imports with the launch of the Feed Ghana program.
Backyard gardens, and so when you wanted to pound for food, sometimes you didn't have to go to the market. You just go into the garden, you pluck some nyadwa, take some pepper, some onion, tomato, and then go and make the soup and pound the fufu.
We have details of that and more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Join us, independent, fearless, and credible. Details now. Calls are growing for political actors to cease their interference in the ongoing Boko conflict following fresh violence on Wednesday. A clash between police and local youth resulted in the fatal shooting of a civilian, triggering a retaliation that destroyed property and assaults on security personnel. Inspector General of Police Christian Tete-Yaonu headed there for peace talks on Friday. On Newsfile, former Sekendi MP Andrew Ejapamesa blamed the persistent unrest partly on behind-the-scenes political influence and urged a withdrawal from the situation.
We've played political chaskele with this matter for many years. Not so. Mm-hmm. So why are we not addressing the issue? We all heard the promises that Mr. Mahama made during the campaign season to the people, and especially the youth of Boko, that this matter gets escalated when the MPP is in government. They played the Bahumia being the Mampusi against the Kusasis. We don't know this.
How about your side, the NPP?
So I'm saying political chaskele.
Okay.
I don't think that the military intervention necessarily is going to be the solution to this problem. The politicians should stay off and let us work together.
Well, Chairman of the Defence and Interior Committee in Parliament, James Ogaga, is hopeful mediation talks headed by the Asante Hene or 2472 will resolve the dispute.
And the most important thing is that the Otunfo has been tasked to mediate. The two factions have actually had some engagements with him. He's made some progress. We need to continue to support the Otunfo to bring closure to the matter.
Okay.
Now, the people in Boko, the Kusasis, are agitated. But I am appealing to them that it takes quite some time. When the Otunfo is able to bring closure to the matter, some peace pact would have to be signed.
Well, in Boko, the IGP visited injured persons and urged calm in the area.
Rural Development Project.
Well, we'll bring you that inset much later. But joining us now on the phone lines is correspondent Albert Sori with the latest from Boko. Albert, what's the latest? Is the IGP still in town?
Well, you see, the IGP wrapped up his visit to the Upper East region yesterday evening. And so he has left the region as we speak.
Right. And do we have any updates on the mediation talks with the factions?
Yeah, so the mediation talks, as you've heard, are being mediated by the Asante Hene. They've been going on for some time now. We do not know when the talks will be over. So what I can tell you is that the talks are ongoing. However, there have been some calm since the IGP has been in town. Yesterday, as he wrapped up his tour, he addressed some of the people who had gathered at the hospital where he was commiserating with some of the injured. And one of the things he said was that he was happy to see that there haven't been any disturbances since he visited the region. And so that's the latest update.
Now, we have been informed that there has been absolute peace throughout the night. We want this to continue. And then the president, the interior minister, the first minister, they are all watching and listening carefully. And then at the appropriate time, a delegation will also come to visit. All the Ghanaians want to see is that Boko should be in peace. Boko should come back to its past glories. For the time when everybody wants to come to Boko, that glory should come back so that we can come back to Boko and then enjoy the atmosphere that has been there in the past.
And you have the IGP Christian Tete Iyawonu. Moving on, the government is stepping up efforts to ensure food security and reduce reliance on food imports by encouraging households to establish home gardens to grow vegetables such as tomatoes, peppers and garden eggs. At the official launch of the Feed Ghana program in Techiman, in the Bono East Regional Capital, President John Mahama announced that the initiative also targets institutions, especially senior high school, to venture into commercial farming.
Bold development project, popularly referred to as Yeridua, to reduce imports from neighboring countries, will invest in controlled environmental farming, including the use of greenhouse technologies and urban and peri-urban agriculture. We will promote schools to grow their own vegetables. We will do backyard gardening. Everybody will be encouraged to get some land near your house or behind your house and have a garden where you grow tomatoes, garden eggs, okra, onions, and pepper. We have done this before. For those of you who grew through the Operation Feed Yourself years, you remember that your parents used to have backyard gardens. And so when you wanted to pound for food, sometimes you didn't have to go to the market. You just go into the garden, you pluck some nyadwa, take some pepper, some onion, tomato, and then go and make the soup and pound the fufu.
Well, the institutional farming drive is one of the key pillars under the broader Feed Ghana program. Other components include the Grains and Legumes Development Project, Vegetable Development Project, Livestock Development, and the Poultry Industry Revitalization, popularly known as Nkokon Kiting Kiting, which the president says will rejuvenate the entire poultry value chain.
Ghana imports almost $400 million worth of chicken every year. This we all must be ashamed of. Our poultry farm to table project, popularly referred to as the Nkokon Kiting Kiting program, which is going to be implemented in collaboration with the Poultry Farmers Association, will support hatcheries, feed mills, veterinary services, and poultry processing centers. This year, we're going to register 50 anchor farmers who will be supported to produce 4 million birds, which will be equivalent to 10,000 metric tons of chicken. Additionally, a supplementary program would involve the registration of 55,000 households across this country.
President John Mahama there. Now, the Ghana Education Service has given a five-day Easter break to all senior high and technical schools operating the transitional track system. James Avedi joins me in studio with details of that statement. James, what are the details?
Well, Mami, the statement, according to the statement dated April 11, head teachers are to allow second-year students to go on break from Thursday, April 17 to Monday, April 21, 2025. It, however, says the break is optional and head teachers must supervise students who choose to stay on campus. Mm. Now, students who go on their break are expected to return to school on Tuesday, April 22 to continue academic work. And this was signed by Prince Ajimandia, Director in Charge of Schools and Instructions Division of the GES.
Thank you so much, James Avedi. Now, after a fire tore through a section of Circle Tiptoe Lane, late Thursday night, traders of about 15 shops destroyed in the inferno are appealing to government and relevant authorities for urgent support. Collins Frimpong reports.
According to some eyewitness who spoke to Joy News, the incident occurred between the hours of 12 and 1 a.m., according to them, even though the fire service could not ascertain what may have caused the fire, but they do suspect that it may have happened as a result of recent power outages. Some of them told Joy News on how the incident happened.
Yeah, 20 a.m. I didn't hear it. Then I went. I bought beer and said 12:30 to wine. And then we see AP, a free store AP.
We sell here until daybreak. Around midnight, we noticed smoke coming from one of the shops. So we broke in and tried to douse the fire. I witnessed the start of the fire. I suspect the fire was caused by a power outage.
A large problem, the man by.
About 10 to 15 shops have been destroyed due to the fire outbreak that occurred, affecting shops that they sell phone cases, provisions, and other valuable items in them. Some of the affected traders are pleading with the authorities to come to their aid.
We are
pleading with the authorities to come to our aid and provide the necessary measures to prevent future outbreaks. Many people have lost their livelihoods and have been left in tears. I personally know a woman who returned yesterday to weep beside her bed shop because she took a loan.
Colin Frimpong with that report, and that's how we end this afternoon's bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. In our headlines, you had calls intensifying against political interference in the Boko conflict as security operatives continue mediation talks. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Worship Zone.